Yeah.
Is that what it's like? You're just like at the end, you're like, one last pump.
That's right. You gotta get that, you know, the first time it's like that. You're like, damn, that was good. And then you gotta wait that like 15 to 20 seconds, a little bit more comes out. That's what it is.
15 to 20 seconds?
Yep.
Jeez.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Got to.
So what's up, dog? We haven't had a podcast in a while.
Welcome back, everybody. You're not hype enough. You gotta get hype. Your hype level is right here. Look. Wow.
Nobody heard that. Tired as shit. And I gotta get right up here in like 6 hours.
Right here. Hype level right here. I need it up here. I need at least a 10.
Look, man. It's I gotta get up in 6 hours.
Fuck that.
Yes. Less than 6 hours. We're just starting the podcast.
Fuck that.
Just tired.
Should've done it tomorrow. Fuck that. I ain't doing that.
No. Let's get this done. Anyways, we haven't done one in a while. Shit going on. We've been tinkering with changing up the format a little bit.
That's right. New style. First, let me say this. Fuck all you all who are offended by this podcast.
Who said they were offended?
I'm just saying. I just heard on another podcast, they're like, look, I just don't want to offend anybody I offend. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. So I'm doing the opposite. Fuck all y'all who are offended by this podcast.
There you go.
Especially Kanye for making me do this.
It's a fucking deep ass reference.
Nobody, try to keep a straight face.
Nobody's going to fucking get that one.
But then you started laughing. You got me laughing.
Shit.
Like, it's just jokes. Don't take it serious.
Don't take it personally and shit.
Don't take it personally. Unless it's about you, then yeah, it's personal. You can't say that, man,
because there's going to be some women on this podcast who are going to assume.
Look, you can't drive. I know.
Shit.
Look, if you ever went to Walmart and you're bumping the aisles and you bump like a can of fucking baked beans off the aisle, off the rack, you can't drive. It's facts.
You can't say if we're talking about you, because there's going to be somebody that assumes we're talking about them, even though we're not. But there are some people out there who think the world revolves around them. Look,
if the profile fits you, I'm sorry. It's not about you.
There you go.
But so maybe what's going on, dog? Change your life up so the profile don't fit you. We're not CSI. We're not here. Oh, man, we've been watching CSI. Criminal. The ones who involve the sex people, right? Okay. Sex cases.
Okay.
So we're at my house, right? And I'm doing some manly shit, like, I don't know, lifting weights, shirtless or whatever. And I'm coming in the room, and Mr. Girl's watching it on TV, and it's fucking this, I don't know what she's watching at first, and it's this girl with her bra on, and she's on a couch. And I'm like, fuck, we watching porn? Okay, let's fucking go. All right. So I take my Velcro pants off, right? I'm like, rip.
And digging your hand already.
I'm like, dicks go. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, oh, I thought you're watching Backroom Casting Couch. She's like, the fuck is that? I'm like, get the fuck out of my house.
Like, here, let me log into my website here.
Yeah.
With my username and password.
Right. I'm like, you don't know what Backroom Casting Couch is? She's like, no. I'm like, okay.
You're single now.
Yeah, so I kicked her to the curb. And the new hoe knows what Backroom Casting Couch is. She's been on it, so, you know.
You're like, there you go.
There you go. No, but so, no, it turns out it was CSI Miami or whatever the fuck it is. They were doing an episode where this girl was on, like, the Backroom Casting Couch. And it was called, like, bang them eight when they're 18, and she had just turned 18. And so me was like, oh, this is clearly Backroom Casting Couch. But on there she was like, oh yeah, I just turned 18 today. And she's like, oh no, I needed some money for college. And dude's like, yeah, well, I instead of the $3,000, I'll give you $8,000. if you work with these male talents, and two Brolic ass dudes come in.
You're like, they, literally Broly.
Yeah.
Broly, the brown Broly, the dark, the Negro Broly came in, and then the white Broly came in at the same time.
And then pre-canon Broly come in.
Both dick in hand and the whole thing.
Yeah, and then so they just start, one slaps her in the face. I was like, wow, this escalated quick. And then, you know,
you're
just
like, here in the front room interview couch, this is how we do things.
Right. So then that happened. And then cuts her, or these two dudes watching it in the dorm room. I'm like, all right, this is fucking weird. White people are weird, man. I can't ever watch porn with you, like, laying 3 feet in your bed while I'm at the desk. I'm like, hey, bro. Well, so come check out this episode of Backdoor Sluts.
What do you mean? Like, it was like a cuckold situation where a guy's watching while the other guy has sex with the chick? What do you mean?
No, he was... So that was like their scenario. Like, it was a dude watching the video, and it was just showing like what he was watching.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
And then he was telling his buddies, like, oh, look at this girl. And he's like... And the dude on the bed was like, all that shit's fake. And he was like, no, bro. It's real. Look. It's... Amy from down the hall, and he was like, oh shit, it is, you should invite her to the party. So cut to the party, they invite her into the bathroom with all the beer in the tub, because that shit's fucking sanitary. And I'm like, fucking college life is disgusting, man. And so they get her in there, and he's like, oh, Amy, we know how you like to do it. And then they rape her.
Jesus.
And so,
man,
the whole thing, the whole episode is...
They're trying to prove it?
Is if... when she said no, if she meant no. Because in the video, her whole thing is that she says no. She does, like, the rape fantasy things.
Okay, so in the video, in the hypothetical fictional porn...
Yeah.
She says no, and it's like a rapey kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a rape fantasy.
But the college dude is in the quote-unquote real world...
Yeah.
...saw her and assumed she wanted rapey stuff, and then they raped her.
Right.
Dude, the whole thing is dark. And that's talking about...
fucking dark episode,
it's talking
man.
Two different things there. One is talking about the casting couch thing, right? Because that's a real type of porno style. And then genre.
Right.
And the other thing they're talking about is just the, what's the word I'm looking for in colleges right now? The whole process in which you get approval to have sex with somebody is so complicated.
Which
consent.
Which me...
That's how tired I am. I can't think of the word fucking
which
consent.
Which me, an intellectual, was pointing out inconsistencies in the porn, porn process. Because... He was like, all right, so did you bring some ID with you? She whipped out one ID. And I was like,
that's not how it's done.
Nah, brah. That's not how it's done.
I need two
with the fucking hologram, and it better be state issued. Your high school ID? That's not working, brah. That's not working. Sorry.
Your dry cleaning card doesn't work.
Yeah, no, that's not working. What is that? Costco card? Nah.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mystery Girl is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? How do you know what's going on? I'm like, look, there's a reason I'm so good at what I do. It's because I'm on back page 79. I've gone so far that it's just like, look, bro, this is no more.
You're like, I have two things. You're like, casting couch and Kermit porn. That's all I'm into. That's it. I'm a master, and I you could say I have a doctorate in those things.
Yeah. Look, if you told me how to choke a frog right now, I'd do it. And you'd be like, wow, you choked
like,
that frog.
You're like, secretly, that dude and I are best friends in real life, my fictionary scenario.
Look, me,
fiction
Jim Henson.
Fucking tired.
Me and Jim Henson, the only two that know how to choke a frog properly. We know the inside and outs of a frog. And a pig.
I was going to say, don't you got to choke out the pig and not the frog? Whatever you're into, dog. Whatever you're into.
Hey, man. Different strokes, different folks. Whatever it is. So, we saw the whitest thing humanly possible right now when I walked into the Starbucks.
What?
It's a Caucasian family doing a puzzle inside Starbucks.
Oh. Wholesome family time, dog.
I almost wanted to do the podcast in there and sit right next to them and be like, hey.
Hey, you know what a cream pie is?
Do you like yours Boston filled?
I wonder what the logic is to coming to a Starbucks to do a puzzle as a family. Didn't you do that in your house as a family?
Look, once we said that, right? Like, we're doing the podcast out here because We don't have a place to call our own specifically, right?
Right. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here.
It's 104 outside, probably.
It feels okay.
And we would not be outside right now. Right. It's 100 plus at nighttime.
Yeah, the sun's completely down.
Like, there's no sunlight.
There's no light. There's no radiation currently hitting us.
Supposedly 97. I don't believe it, but whatever.
I mean, okay. I'll give you that. But
97
yeah.
feels like 104. I mean, there's really 6 degrees you're not going to notice. You're just not.
No. But
just like after 115, everything feels the same. It just feels like death.
Yeah, people were complaining this week because, you know, we're in Arizona. People were like, oh, it's so hot. I'm like, fucker, everything after 113, it's all the same heat. It's all the same. They're like, people are dying because 100. Bro, it's all the same fucking thing. Look, I went out to move some furniture for my job. I was like, it's fucking hot, bro. Like, oh, and it hotter than it was. I'm like, it's fucking hot. Like, at this point, what's the difference?
Yeah, at this point, it's not.
There's no difference.
The only people that should be complaining are the people outside doing shit. If you're like a framer, if you're a fucking roofer, if you're like a cotton picker, whatever, man, you should be complaining. All right, because you're on the fucking ball sack of heat.
Right.
Now, if you're some fucking person that works in an air-conditioned environment, man up, all right? All you got to do is run from your air-conditioned house to your air-conditioned car to your air-conditioned work, back to your air-conditioned car, back to your air-conditioned room. You're good to go. Relax.
Yeah, you'll be good. You're all right. You'll survive. Yeah, man. It's, I will say when we went into the Walmart, though, the other day, I was like, wow, you guys got them swamp coolers in here, huh? We're taking it back.
There is a place like that I went into the other day, and I was like, why is it so hot in here? I think it was Home Depot or something.
Oh, yeah,
like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Depending on what Home Depot you go to. Did you go to the one on Dysart? Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you guys got to keep this thing cool? You know, you got wood in here and drywall and shit. Like, why are you trying to keep it humid up in this motherfucker? Wood is over there curling and shit because it's so humid and hot.
He's getting a full circle of wood. Hey, I'll take one of those full circles of wood.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, bro? Your wood is all wet in here. What's going on? Dude, I went into one time Home Depot and it was wet. I was like, why is the wood wet?
Yeah.
But whatever.
If you go to the one on Camelback, they got actual air conditioners.
Yeah, that was my old one, dude. That one was legit.
That's a legit Home Depot.
I used to go there and they used to be like, hey, do you have your contracting license? I was like, what? I'm here that much. You guys think I'm a fucking contractor? I was like, all right. Can I get one for a discount? Or what was
like, yeah.
What's the process?
My business is called Dick O'Rise Construction.
That would be like hilarious. It's like a fucking naked dude with a sword.
Yeah.
But instead of a sword, it's like a hammer.
They're like, you sure it's not Motivator Results Construction?
No, that's a different one.
Dick O'Rise. Put down your system.
This one I do maintenance, general contracting and maintenance work for Lonely Housewives.
Yeah, that's right. You can say a lot of plumbing goes on.
I specialize in plumbing.
That's right. You're buying nothing but wood. Hey, I got a lot of it.
Shit. Oh, man. So what's going on with you, dog?
Did you hear about the Amazon rainforest?
Yeah, it was burning.
Uh-huh.
That's all I heard.
Yeah, apparently the Amazon rainforest actually catches on fire every year. I didn't know that.
I mean, I think most forests catch on fire at some point because somebody or a spark or lightning or whatever, and then it starts it. But I just don't understand why that one's so out of control, because the Amazon is so humid, you would think that would stop some of it, right? Like, our issue here is that it's so dry that when stuff goes on fire, it's hard to take it out.
Right,
over there, to me, it would seem like
It's so humid,
but also, like, something would have had to start on a grand scale for it to not be controllable, right? Like, for example, shout out to my boy Mauro from Portugal. I got a buddy out in Portugal who, if you don't know, Portugal is, like, cornered, almost landlocked. So only one part of it has connection to the earth. Well, connection to more land, right? Because it's all on earth. And so, but apparently, from what he described it, there's a forest that basically separates that.
The other part is just
whatever. It's a flat earth, bro. That's how it works. Anyways, so there's a forest that separates it and the rest of Europe. And I guess he was saying that forest is, like, protected because it's really, really old. But the politicians wanted it cut down because it has more land and whatever, whatever, right? Politicians want more money, whatever. And there was like a freak fire, quote unquote, that broke out at some point that leveled a shitload of miles worth of land. And one of that, you know, the conspiracy theory in me is like, yeah, no, somebody fucking burnt it down because you guys kept voting for it not to go, or for you guys not to cut it down. So somebody's like, whoops, here's a fire, you know? So some of that shit's kind of shady.
How'd that Molotov cocktail get in over there? That's crazy. Right?
So that's what I'm thinking happened with the Amazon. Somebody's like, eh, we want to get in here.
Because I was like, damn, that's crazy. Amazon caught on fire. And then I was like...
You're like, what about my Prime deliveries?
Yeah. It's like, where they go? How the pygmy's going to make my deliveries now? But no, I thought the same thing. I go, but isn't it nothing but moisture? Because like, I watched Survivor Man. When that dude went to the Amazon, he couldn't start a fire with shit.
It's all wet, right? Yeah, it's always raining and shit.
So I'm like, okay. But then everybody was like, oh, the Amazon's on fire. We're not going to have air to breathe.
Is the Amazon responsible for most of our air cleaning in the planet?
Apparently. Wow. Apparently that's what people said. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know. I know that's how it works 100%, but okay. And then people were like, also... and people were making such a big deal about it, but then they're like, we gotta save it, and people kept retweeting pictures.
Oh, I saw pictures of it.
Yeah. And then Brazil was like, you guys need to chill. It literally does that every year.
Well,
and then I was like, does it, Brazil? And Brazil was like, yeah, no, it's actually the dry season in the rainforest. It catches on fire every year. Like, this is not a big deal. Like, we actually do this every year, guys. And they're like, I was like, oh, really? And then apparently a bunch of pictures people have been tweeting. They're not even of the rainforest.
What are they of?
Different fires in different parts of the world.
That's the problem with social media. It's that quote-unquote fake news, right? Everybody falls for dumb shit. Like, you reposted that Instagram picture bullshit that was another host. And I remember when you posted that, I was like, what the fuck? Because I remember that happened like a year or two ago when that discussion was coming up again. And it's like, look, man, a picture of a thing is not going to stop. It's not going to hold up in court. You're not going to go to court and be like, hey, man, you used my photo of me eating fucking yogurt from this one yogurt establishment and put it on a porno ad. Now I'm sucking dick on a... It's not going to work like that in court. Right. It's just not. Right. But, like, you know, when you have all this shit that somebody reposts and somebody else reposts, and then all of a sudden people start panicking and they're like, oh, I got to repost this thing about the Amazon because without my retweet, the Amazon will never stop being on fire. The retweets is what powers the water.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I did that. I go, so if I repost this, what exactly, like, do I get a confirmation email?
You get nothing, dog.
I get nothing, and that's exactly what happened. Fucking nothing happened, man. Nobody gives a fuck.
I've never gone through and read the Instagram, the policy and usage or whatever, but I highly doubt that a screenshot of a notepad text is going to hold up in court. And it's one of those things that the moment you install the app and agree to it, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You almost have to assume that anything you put on there, they're going to try to monetize somehow.
Right.
There's also a reason why I don't have a billion selfies on my fucking Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even see myself. Have you seen those deep fake videos?
Mm-hmm.
Like when people actually use that software to put your face on something else, they're good. They're good, dude. And so, eventually, with enough data, which I guess I shouldn't be worried about it. I got hours of YouTube videos that people could take my face from. You're going to see yourself sucking dick at some point on some video.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You just, hopefully, it's like a famous person, not just a random dude, right? That's really all you can wish for. I
mean, anybody wants to fuck with you, they're going to do it. You just got to laugh at it at some point.
I mean, that's all you can wish for. Like, hopefully, it's a famous person. Like, hopefully, I'm sucking Orlando Bloom's dick.
You're like John Mayer, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I like...
And how you have a deep love for John Mayer.
That's my boy, son. Songs, my soul.
You're like, look, John Mayer, it doesn't even have to be deep fake. Just hit me up.
I might put it in my mouth.
Look at you and John Mayer.
I might use your dick to brush my teeth. Oh, I might do it.
Disgusting. Fucking throw up this coffee I just drank.
Just get the back molar a little bit, you know?
fucking disgusting. You nasty, nasty motherfucker. Now let's go back inside and say that right next to that family.
Yeah. But hey. Hey, Mom. Has Dad over here ever used his dick to brush his teeth? No?
You know what's funny, dude? I like to kind of go in and see what posts people like on certain, like, controversial memes. And you could tell, like, some people are religiously, like, they like all your shit. And then some controversial meme comes up, and it's just like, oh, I can't say like to that one because the wife won't like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. And there was one I noticed about a blowjob joke that was posted a while ago, and I was like, oh, that's funny. I got no love. I got no love. Hey, social media is a motherfucker.
I had in my notes one thing that said, why hoes be giving blowjobs with their teeth? I don't know why that's in my notes.
You gotta write better notes, dog. Remember that's like last couple weeks ago when I was like, oh, midget something, something, something. Yeah. And I was like, what? I don't know. Hey, you know what I was thinking about the other day? Have you heard that song, Señorita, I think it's called?
Yeah.
With, what is it? Is it Shawn Mendes?
Shawn Mendes and his
and the girl, Camila. Camila, whatever.
Yep.
I was thinking about that, man. Right now, if you really think about it, Hispanic dudes got a leg up.
Right.
You know why? Because, like, that song is a hit right now. And all these chicks that don't know Spanish find it cute and shit. And so if some Hispanic dude starts laying some game down and starts calling girls señorita, all of a sudden, girl's going to be like, damn. And then you know what the other leg up is for Hispanic dudes right now? Is that Hispanic dudes right now, Hispanic community as a whole, is the new slavery, right? What I mean by that is that it's the new nationality that's getting fucking hit by the Trump people and building the fucking wall and people trying to migrate here, and they're like, get the fuck back to your country. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're the new taboo fucking nationality, right? So right now, there's probably a whole bunch of women. They're trying to piss off their fathers that are hating Mexicans. They're coming over here Mexicans.
Just bring a Mexican.
Yeah, they're trying to bring a Mexican home to piss off daddy. Gentlemen, Mexican dudes.
Now's the time to take over.
Now is the time to shine.
Do you bring to the table? Let's put it on the table. Let's say you have at least two kids. That's just a plus. Her daddy's not going to like that.
That's not going to like that.
Let's say you got a job, but it's only part-time with no benefits. Fucking, that's a plus, man. Plus. All plus. Look, you got no negatives.
Right now,
you don't got a car?
Nope.
She has a car. Fucking, what's the problem?
Win-win. I'm just saying, man, this is the time to cash in. All these years, nobody batted an eye at Mexicans. They're all like, black people or Middle Eastern people. Now Mexicans are the ones, dude. Now you got to cash in. You got to cash in on all those women trying to make daddy angry and hook up with the Mexican. That's like the border, especially the dads are like, build that wall. Build that Trump MAGA hat, whatever the thing is.
Damn.
All those guys that are have daughters, they're just like, I'm going to make my dad angry by fucking one of those Mexicans that comes across.
I missed the window. I could have been knee deep in it.
Could have been knee deep, dog. And all these women who are like angry at their dads.
Been like, I don't got a job. Like, take me. I'm like, I will.
Do you remember how much of that we saw in high school? It was like just the fucking losers were just... Girls would just get with fucking losers.
Right.
And it brings up kind of my other topic that I was thinking about the other day. This is the dumb shit I think about, by the way. This is the dumb shit...
You weren't even higher at
this. Dude, this is the dumb shit I think about all the time. All the time.
Perfectly clear-minded and shit.
I'm probably one of those dudes that if I get high, then I have like normal people thoughts. I'm like, the quadratic equation really is a functional use for mathematics. And normally I'm like, it's like I got hit too much as a baby. What's wrong with me? Probably got dropped.
But
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, you know what? Women tend to want to date, quote unquote, bad boys, right?
That's actually what I want. Fucking Matrix, son. That was
like, we're all on the same wavelength, dog. But so this is my point. Women like to date bad boys. And a lot of times, you know what I figured out? Because of that, I saw that one meme. Remember that meme with where it's like Shrek and that little dude and Fiona from Shrek? And the meme was like, Shrek is like a proof that women would rather date an ugly dude versus dating a short guy. Right. Remember that? So that was a meme, right? And it got me thinking. This is the shit I think about once again. I was thinking about this. I was like, you know what, man? Chicks like dating really tall dudes. Really tall dudes, right? Like, have you ever seen the mountain from Game of Thrones?
Right.
Have you ever seen his girlfriend?
Yeah.
She literally goes to his belly button.
Right.
She literally goes...
Yeah, when they have sex, his dick is, like, touching her heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know what? What is it about women? Especially, like, if you're a short woman, you want to date a really tall guy. I'd never gotten that, right? And I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, do women really think this through? Do you really think this through? Because if you're the Game of Thrones girlfriend, if you're Thor's girlfriend, that's the guy's name, right? Thor Bjornsson or some shit. Whatever his name is. If you're the mountain's girlfriend, do you really think this through? Because the likelihood is if you get pregnant by Thor's or the mountain, right? And you're that little tiny girl, you're literally going to have a full-grown human come out of you. Do you know what I mean? Like, the baby equivalent of him
is a full person.
Is like me. I'm going to be developing inside of you. And if you're a girl that tiny, it's not going to end up well. Okay? First of all, no way it's a normal birth. It's going to have to be a C-section.
Right.
And you're lucky if it isn't the alien type of birth.
It just
explodes out of your stomach. And you're like,
I need protein.
You're like deadlifting the moment you get up. Yeah, man.
Like, eats you from the inside out.
Yeah. I personally don't think women are thinking this through. If anything, women should be wanting to date really short dudes. So the birthing process is just like, pat. There you go. It's like you
so
took
it
a
comes
shit.
Out like a puppy, right? Just a quick shit.
Yeah, just a
like
quick
not
one.
Not a meaty shit either.
Just soft, smooth. Like you're probably running the next day.
Like a McDonald's shit.
Yeah, man. If you're a jiu-jitsu chick, you're probably back on the mats, you know?
Wow.
Like nothing ever happened.
Wow.
That's what you should be doing, thinking about. Not dating these brolic ass fucking WWE looking motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, you're shitting out babies that are like literally
a full person.
Human growth size.
Fucking, it's a full human.
Yeah. Like, think of a small guy. Think of like a guy that's like 5'2". That's gonna be the baby.
Looking like those super hybrid goblins on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, dog.
I mean, pop out and shit.
It's just gonna pop out. Like, this is the same thing. I hate making this analogy because every woman that's listening to this right now that isn't angry is going to be angry. But look at this analogy, okay? Do you know what a Have you seen that breed of? It's a half husky, half Pomeranian. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that breed? It's a really cute breed. Apparently, they're not very reliable when it comes to breeding because they have a lot of defects. Whatever. If you ever look at that breed, Pomsky, I think it's called a Pomsky. It's a half husky, half Pomeranian. So it's technically the size of a Pomeranian, like literally this big, mm-hmm. like a palm lap dog. But it looks like a husky. It's super cute.
Okay, I think I've seen that.
Yeah. The way that has to always work is that it has to be a male Pomeranian fucking a husky, female husky. Probably has to be insemination. I don't even know how that little thing would climb up to get in there. All right, that's besides the point.
You have to hold it.
Yeah.
You're like, get it.
You're literally shaking it in there.
You're like, she likes it, boy. Here, let me give you some help.
Get in there. So... You're like feeling his power. Yeah. Anyways, that's besides
my,
the point.
My power is going to channel through you, boy.
Anyways, that's the only way it works out. Because if you have a male husky fucking a female Pomeranian...
It's going to explode.
First of all, it might. It might just during the intercourse process. Okay?
Yeah.
The husky's dick is probably the size of that Pomeranian. Problem number one. Problem number two is during the birthing process, it might... It might just explode. So, shitty analogy, but ladies, you get my point, all
right? Right.
Just right. Because a husky and a Pomeranian is similar in my mind to the mountain and his girlfriend. I'm just saying, think about it. You should be planning ahead.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I like to think I'm not.
Not wrong.
There's a lot of women, I'm sure, right now rolling their eyes.
Well, Mr. Girl just had me listening to this podcast where they did the kink of the week, and the kink of the week was some big long name, but the gist of it was that people, probably female, are in get turned on or have orgasms by dudes, knowing dudes have committed crimes like rape or robbery or burglary or something like that. Some like major crimes. And I was like,
This is a real thing?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that already is a real thing. Like, bitches love that. Bitches love that.
Oh, dude, I can't imagine a chick being turned on by a guy that's like known rapist.
Maybe not a
rapist is pretty hard. Now, if you're like some gangster motherfucker, or if you're some like,
it's like how many felonies you got?
Felon.
Like, oh,
yeah. If you like knocked over a mailbox or some dumb shit, but yet you have it on your record, yeah, I could see a woman and being into stupid bad boy shit like that. Mm. Which I've never understood that concept, you know?
Right. So I was like, yeah, that's the thing, and don't do that. Don't do that.
This might be a short episode this week.
But I was like, yeah, that's definitely a thing. So these people made me lose my whole train of thought because now I can't say anything. Not a single thing.
now you gotta really try
I got the challenge.
You got the challenge.
PG challenge.
All right.
So, but I was like, yeah, that's definitely a thing because females would be like, no, I don't like that. I stay away from those people. But as soon as he's in the club, he's like, yo. So I'm be real with you. I got at least three baby's mamas. I got my car repoed. I ain't got no job. I got like two felonies maybe. I got a warrant out on me. But I'm 6'5". Hoes be like, here are my panties.
Why do you think that is though?
Cause stupid.
I wonder what stupid. That is. Cause I mean, you almost.
Cause stupid. Stupid all the way.
I mean,
you're a bad friend.
I think about that, and I guess you almost have to throw logic, like Hail Mary logic away from you, because no way does that ever turn into like a great environment for like either a relationship or a bringing up a child.
Well, right? That's what I was gonna say. It's like, so if I get pregnant and have his kid, he's good at hiding.
Right, like nothing that involves that ever tells you that that's ever a good idea. But then it still happens a lot.
Right,
which perplexes me to a large degree.
Oh, he's good at money management.
Right, we know if he's ever tight on money, he'll rob that bank.
Yeah,
he'll get caught, but he'll try. That's all that matters.
He had the money in his hands.
That's all that matters. He tried.
He has good self-esteem. He's himself. He's himself all the time. Yeah, man. So I was like, that's definitely a thing.
But you know what it is, too? Like it's really interesting how the women will date losers like that, right? But at the same time, they won't lower their standards on other stuff.
Right.
Right? It's very interesting. Like, a woman can be attracted to a guy that's got a rap, probably isn't like a super, like, model type. Isn't a great person, but maybe because that bad boy factor they're into it. But at the same time, like, if you just had more realistic standards, especially, by the way, if you're not a 10, if you're not a 10 and you got standards that you want to be with a 10. Okay, first of all, let's be realistic here. Let's bring down that number to a more realistic factor. But secondly, maybe start dating other type of men. Like, you don't need to be with the bad boy, because the bad boy is not going to really do anything for you except just make you feel like he's an exciting thing in your life. Like, I think women like to feel like they're playing with fire. They're at the point where they're teetering on the possibility of this guy being able to snap, but they don't want him to snap. But they want the possibility of a snap. And I don't know if that's a good way of looking at life. It's almost like, I love the rush of putting all my money on red once a month. And if I survive it, I pay my bills and I'm happy. But if I don't, that's a bad day.
Pretty much. You might be right about that, man.
I don't understand it, but I think it's a woman thing. Because I'm trying to think about this evolutionarily wise. Evolutionary? No, evolutionary wise. what benefit is that out of an evolutionary purpose? You want the crazy dude who's willing to go further for your family? I don't get it. I don't think I can make this make sense in my head. Because some things I can sometimes say, oh, from an evolutionary standpoint, you probably want this type of guy for this guy. Like, in my mind, most women want, like, a badass kind of, like, a rough and tumble guy because it's a defense thing. It's a like, oh, you protect the family, right? Or they go for a really, really rich dude because, oh, he's a provider. He can provide for the family, right? I think that's sometimes how biologically you can almost justify those actions. But I don't see how you can justify biologically just a fucking degenerate of a human being and being attracted to that. Unless you yourself are already kind of broken. Or broken is probably a bad word because a lot of women are going to be very upset at that. Maybe if you're already kind of like something's up with you, right? You got some sort of situation going on in your dome that is making you attracted to that type of guy. Maybe. That's, I mean, there's a lot of psychology involved with this.
Maybe. I have to go back to college just so I can figure it out.
You won't, dude. I took psychology. They never get into the good stuff. It's always like, so this is the definition of this condition.
So if you had a dream about a lamp, that means you love your mom and want to have relationships with her.
Nah, they don't even do any of that. It's really, really clinical. Scientific, I suppose. And I guess it should be, but it's not ever like that.
If any of you hoes disagree with us, mondaysmailsack@gmail.com.
I still love that email name. That's great. That's great.
I have a mail sack that I check on Mondays. I don't know what you hoes want from me. I mean, you probably want me to have like 5 felonies, but I don't. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Do you know all these people are here for? At this Popeyes. We are by a Popeyes chicken.
Oh, no. You're going to tell me. Because there's literally... I've never seen a line like this ever.
So, we've been eating this thing for the last 3 months.
Yes.
We've been eating these chicken sandwiches for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
That's what they're all in line for.
The chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people just figured out that they had chicken sandwiches.
It can't be why they're in line.
Go ask them. Go ask one of these degenerates in line right now.
Are they on sale or something?
No.
I told you about that sandwich like 3 months ago.
That's what I told you. And then I tried it. My dad's tried it. We've had multiples. Last time we tried to do a podcast. Actually, I think last time we did a podcast, I walked over there and got one. I've had one recently again. I'm pretty sure I took my dad again. I've at least had 6 of them.
That can't be it, dude. Because we've been here over an hour. And that line has been consistent the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's why those memes of the Popeye's chicken have been there.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe, hey, Boski, maybe it's available now over there.
I think
that's
how
that story, huh? Yeah. Right, how Boski went to go see if they had it, and they didn't. He was upset at me. Sorry, Boski. I just assumed
maybe we
it was
were
everywhere.
Just spoiled.
Do you think this is like a test,
yeah.
A test one?
Yeah.
Where they're testing out whether or not they're popular?
Yeah.
They're really good. I'm surprised you haven't gotten the spicy one. It's not spicy. It's just got like a chili powder in the sauce or something. It's tiny, a little spicy, but not a lot. It's not a lot. Should've gone water.
But yeah, I did. That's what.
When?
Yeah. But that's what they're all there for, man. That's why all the memes you've seen are Popeye's chicken. It's like Popeye's chicken. Chick-fil-A, because lines are going out the door, and you always see classy people at Chick-fil-A, and you see all these degenerates here at Popeyes.
I think Chick-fil-A is more expensive than the Popeyes version.
Oh yeah,
though.
It is. Also, I eat Chick-fil-A on Monday for free all the time. So.
Do you really?
Yeah, because at the food bank where we go,
yeah,
they send us all the. Not used. Unused.
You're like all the used chicken I want I can eat on Mondays.
Yeah, they send us all the...
Usually only have one bite mark on it.
Those are the best. No saliva.
Oh, disgusting.
No, they give us all the unused Chick-fil-A. So we get like all their salads and all their chicken wraps and all their fruit. So I just fucking... grab all the Chick-fil-A I want.
I really got to... Some of these topics, dog, are so generic. I don't even want to read this out loud because it sounds wrong.
Don't read them out loud. Then. But yeah, so, and this what these were... Like, see, look at these degenerates. I know what you're asking. How, Ruben, how do you know that they're degenerates? First, they're driving their mom's Prius. Second, they have that stupid haircut.
You're so angry about
that. I hope Marco doesn't have.
Who hurt you with this haircut, dog? Who hurt you?
Society hurt me.
I guess.
Because I know he never lifted anything heavy.
I guess, dog.
Turn around and tell me if he ever lifted anything heavy.
He's in his Prius.
Exactly.
He's got the protector of air defending his haircut right now. I can't do anything about that.
The only thing he's ever lifted heavy, I can't tell you because there's a nice family here. And I'm not going to... We're trying to keep this PG, so I'm not going to tell you the full sentence I want to say, but...
Hey, what if I make a giant decal for your car that says, email us at Monday's mail sack for the back of your van.
You could. Oh, there you go. That's the guy we got.
I'll ask somebody. I'll just wait after the podcast. People are literally parking here, the next building over, to go to Popeyes, which is amazing. That's why I was wondering if they're having like a 2-for-1 or something. Like, I've never seen it that busy, ever. Ever.
I mean, those chicken sandwiches are pretty good. Now, would you stand...
No, the chicken sandwiches are the best.
Right. Now, so would you be in that line?
No.
That's at least 20 minutes long.
I don't wait for anything over 10 minutes.
What would you be in the line for 20 minutes? The wait time is 20 minutes. It's not... It's going to be in your car. You're not like inside like a... What's that place over there? Oregano's. It's not Oregano's. It's not a restaurant. You're not sitting down to wait. It's not Cheesecake Factory. It's in your car. It is summer.
20 minutes is a lot to
It's
me.
Arizona summer.
Yeah, no, my car's going to blow up. No radiator can withstand that kind of punishment. 20 minutes is a long time. I'll wait 10 minutes for something. 20 is aggressive. 20, first of all, I'm the type of person... That if I'm hungry, like I go get food when I'm hungry. And so if you're making me wait 20 minutes from the time it took me to leave my house to get to the thing, and then 20 minutes after that, dude, I'm going to be pissed by the time I get in. Like, I'm going to be aggro when I'm giving you my debit card or credit card for payment. So it's just not worth it for me. I don't do it. How many times have you and I went to a Chipotle and there's a line? Your girl's taking your car.
Oh, yeah, she does it.
How many times have we been at Chipotle and... Literally, we see the people and we're like, no, we're going. We're going to go eat something else that's way worse, but is definitely... I was going to ask them. I didn't see if they came out of Popeyes.
No, they came out from here.
Oh. I'll go eat something that's way worse for me because it's actually way less, like way less weight or whatever in line. I can't deal with that weight. I can't do it, man. I see people at work all the time that are like literally waiting at Starbucks. Waiting, dude. And there is at least 10 people, 10 to 15 people ahead of them. And there's 10 to 15 people waiting for their drinks to come out. And I'm looking at everybody. I'm like, don't you, any of you have anything to do? And if you don't, do you have any self-worth for you to be waiting in that line? That line is gross. Gross. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to be standing there on my phone looking like an idiot waiting for my drink, and then my boss walks by, give me a dirty look like, this guy is literally just wasting time.
Right.
Get over it, man. I mean, I get it. Starbucks is good. I can get regular coffee. I just go to Starbucks because I can't just go get cold brew anywhere, and I need that in my veins in order to operate. But right. I bring my own cold brew now because I mess around.
I'm pretty sure the only place we have waited in a long line for Starbucks. Normally I don't. I look at the line like because I'm a person that has eyes, and I'm like, I'm not going to wait that. Somebody's car is blowing up over there already. I can already hear.
Yeah, something's ticking.
Like, that's not good.
No. It's like piston giving a nice little slap to the wall.
Yeah, and they're in the back of the line, so that. Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Maybe we'll get a piston.
Oh, this Honda. Wow. Jeez, people don't like vehicle maintenance, do they? They're just like, nah, when it stops making that noise, that's when I got to be worried. I think it was that guy, actually.
I think it was, and that was a new car, too. Anyways. Man.
But the only time I did wait in the Starbucks line is when we were waiting for Mr. Girl's friend, and we were like, oh, well, I gotta wait. We gotta wait for him, so let's spend 20 minutes in the Starbucks, and it was longest 20 minutes of my life.
I would have left them. I would have been like, I'll see you later.
We were waiting for them to get there, because they're late. Unlike me, who's always on time.
Oh, yeah. You're known for your punctuality.
That's right.
Everybody knows, apart from me, everybody knows you as Punctual Reuben.
That's exactly right. I am glad you said that.
Okay.
I am
just
glad.
For you saying that, I should literally just full straight cock back and just slap you in the face.
Okay, man. What? Did you hear about the... We got a lot of world news events because I watched a lot of YouTube this week. Did you hear about the guy, they call him Mr. TV?
I don't know. It's called Mystery TV?
No, Mr. TV.
No.
So this guy in Virginia, apparently, I don't know who he is, but he had a big delivery truck.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, hold on. He had a big delivery truck.
That's fine. He had a big delivery truck, right? Like one of those like U-Haul trucks.
Right.
And shitty and unmarked.
Okay.
And so he put one of those old school TVs on his head. Like the old school ones. Like ones you had when you were growing up.
Yeah, he hollowed it out or what?
Yeah, and put it on his head.
Okay.
And then this neighborhood that looks like your neighborhood or my neighborhood. You know, basic suburban neighborhood. He had his big U-Haul truck was filled with more old school TVs. And he got one and just put it on everybody's front porch. That's all he did.
He's just giving away old TVs?
Yeah, he just put them all on the...
Like what, one per house?
One per house.
Just in the front porch or what? What is he doing?
That's all he did.
For what?
That's it. Nobody knows.
How many houses?
I think it was at least 50 or 60.
Wow, that's a lot of TVs.
Yeah, man.
Has he came out? And
no. They got footage of him... On the Ring doorbells, you know, the little ones, the camera. Yeah. They got footage of him doing it. And then you see him walk up with his TV head. And then he has a TV in his arms. And he puts the TV down. And he just looks at the Ring doorbell. And just goes and continues on his way.
It's called Mr. TV?
Yeah, I think his name is Mr. TV. It's creepy, man.
I'm trying to find it. Mr. TV.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, man. It's very creepy.
So, I mean, that's just weird. Because you know that guy had to go out of his way to get a whole bunch of TVs. I can't find it. Right, so he must have had to go out of his way to get a whole bunch of TVs. So he probably went on Craigslist.
Right.
And answered the ad for a ton of... TVs, right? And then just picked them up. Secondly, he would have had to go around and... Or he would have had to go and buy a giant whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he would have to buy... I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of things that have to go into that. I mean, it's not a... It's weird. It's a weird story, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm curious if anything ever happens to this. I mean, just put an ad for an old CRT TV or whatever and see if that guy answers your ad.
Probably.
What would you do if you had an ad for a TV? Like, you're selling a TV and you're selling a TV.
And this dude just...
And this dude shows up literally with a TV on his head.
Oh, here you go. Hold on.
What are they, confiscating the TVs? The police?
Oh, wrong way.
dark of night while they slept, a man with a TV for a head, or more specifically, a man wearing a TV on his head, gingerly delivered an old TV to their door.
We got an old tube-style TV, 13-inch.
I thought my son brought it home, but apparently not. They had way too much time on their hands if they had all these TVs and spread them out over, you know, all over the neighborhood.
And he didn't just stop at one house. The man did this in over 60 houses, leaving one local resident to dub him, quote, TV Man.
There you go. TV Man was, he was just ready to strike to put a little humor into our lives.
In the absence of knowing the brains inside the box...
I don't know, that's... What is he trying to prove?
These homeowners left only to guess at what it all means.
Get up, stay away from the screens.
I don't know. Why do people do anything? People are weird.
Interesting. And of course you found that article or video somehow, because
you know
you're into some weird,
you know, I did.
Dumb stuff.
I thought that was weird. It's definitely weird, man.
I mean, if I saw that guy on my porch, I'd be like, look, man, this is a problem. You're about to get kicked because you're very top-heavy right now. You're not going to have any defenses.
No, I was shown. I thought it was a zombie. My bad.
Like, I'm sorry. And the problem, too, is that if that guy does get attacked by somebody, it looks like he still has the glass on the front of that TV. So if he gets knocked back, even if he falls back, that TV glass is going to shatter on his face, and it's going to be a bad day.
That's a Mortal Kombat fatality. Yeah. That's one they haven't done yet.
It's like, can you imagine, like, you grow up and your dad has been horribly, horribly scarred all his life, and you're just like, I wonder why dad has all those scars. And then finally you grow up and you're like, son, I want to tell you the story on how I got these scars. And you're like, all right. And he's like, here's this video report from this news channel. TV Man.
My name was Mr. TV. Yeah, TV Man.
Jeez.
Oh,
jeez,
yeah.
Dog.
That used to be me. This other one that showed you about a crackhead running down the street. I'll show you that off podcast. So it's just funny.
You like disturbing?
It is, because he's running super fast.
He's powered by the drug.
He's powered by crack. It's freaking awesome.
That's hilarious.
But yeah.
Well, you have anything else, dog? I think we're getting close to our time now.
No, man. I think we're good right there, actually.
All right. So what are we doing? We're doing every other week now? Is that the idea?
I think that is.
So we're going to change
goal,
it up a little
guys.
Bit. So just to improve on the consistency, I think what we'll do is we'll do another one in 2 weeks. If you're looking for a little extra taste, what I'll try to do is release one of my other podcasts the week that we don't do one of these.
I'm starting another one where I go ghost hunting.
Good luck with that.
Called Ghosts Up In You.
Oh, there you go. All right, dog. Any last words? Any last things you want to push or plug or whatever?
The Ghosts Up In You podcast. That's
coming
that's
soon.
That's what I'm doing.
Coming soon.
All right. Talk about ghostly events. Dude, that'd be funny because I know all about the ghost stuff and you don't know nothing.
You need another hobby. You need a productive hobby.
Ghosts and aliens.
You need a productive hobby.
Government stuff.
That's not a productive hobby.
Storming Area 51. I already got the day marked. You
when
coming
is that,
with
by the
me?
Way? When is that?
The 21st. September.
September? Fuck no, I'm not going with you. What is wrong with you?
I'm not going to be there. Oh. I'm going to be there, but I'm going to be watching from a safe distance.
How many people do you think honestly show up?
2,000.
I'm curious, man, because it could be 2,000 or it could be 40,000.
2,000.
I'm very fascinated because I would never, ever go to that. But there's a lot of crazies out there.
Because at this point, if you are like an actual guy who has a podcast about aliens and stuff like that, like you got to go.
Nah.
You got to go. Like, if you have that, if you have a podcast about that, you got to go. Or else, why do you even got the podcast for?
I think
this is dumb. Like, I gotta start the ghost podcast after that happens, because then I'm not about that life.
No, you gotta do it before, so you pump it up beforehand. No, what I think is there's gonna be a lot of people that show up, like to the furthest border before you get shot.
Right.
And there's gonna be like an annual Area 51 meet. They'll turn it into like a Coachella.
Probably. You're
gonna be like Beyonce's playing at the Area 51 meet or whatever.
She gonna be dressed as an alien.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Maybe.
So anyways,
possible.
All right, ladies and gents, that's it. See you guys in 2 weeks.
That's right.
In the meantime, if you want more content, check here for
Be
my
good.
Other podcast.
Don't commit any felonies. Felonies?
No.
Felonies?
Felonies. Good job.
Go.
you check me up. All right, we'll see you guys next time.